Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Junior Mehta with the evening news. First headlines. Nagaland projects Zuku Valley as global tourism destination. Union Defense Minister approves 100% hike in welfare grants for ex-servicemen and dependents. Nagaland Police urges vehicle owners to update mobile numbers on Parivahan and Sarathi portals. And state-level Catch Them Young Under 14 Sepak Takraw tournament concludes. And now the news in detail. Nagaland's Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along has spotlighted Zuku Valley as a key focus for world-class tourism development. Speaking at the ongoing State Tourism Ministers' Meet in Udaipur, Rajasthan, he emphasized the valley's pristine landscape and cultural significance, noting that Zuku Valley attracts the highest number of tourists from across the country. Mr. Along stressed the need for sustainable tourism, resisting mass road construction to preserve the valley's natural integrity.
इस डेस्टिनेशन को हम वर्ल्ड क्लास इसलिए बनाना चाहते हैं क्योंकि अगर आप पूर्वोत्तर की रीर सके पूर्वोत्तर की टूरिज्म डेस्टिनेशन का जितने भी बाहर के लोग आते हैं सबसे ज्यादा ट्रेजेक्टरी जुको वैली का होता है और हम ये नहीं चाहते हैं कि वहाँ सड़क बने और वहाँ गाड़ी पहुंच जाए और हम ये नहीं चाहते कि वहाँ हर तरह के लोग पहुंच जाए मगर हम अपने संस्कृति हमारे वातावरण को बचाते हुए वहां देश के लोग हैं और वहां के जो गांव हैं
The minister proposed Zuku Valley as the state's nomination under the development of 50 tourist destinations of global standards initiative. The proposal envisions a transformative development plan of 250 crore rupees, including construction of an eco-friendly luxury hotel, other tourist facilities and supporting infrastructure to enhance accessibility and visitor experience while preserving the valley's natural ecosystem. Acknowledging support from the central government, he said the state is advancing in the tourism sector, including in spiritual and eco-tourism. Mr. Along urged for engaging expert consultants to shape Nagaland into a globally recognized destination. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has approved a 100% increase in financial assistance for ex-servicemen and their dependents under schemes implemented by the Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare. The penury grant has been doubled from 4,000 rupees to 8,000 rupees per month per beneficiary. This will provide sustained lifetime support to aged and non-pensioner ex-servicemen and their widows above 65 years of age with no regular income. The ministry said the education grant has been increased from 1,000 to 2,000 rupees per month per head for up to two dependent children. The marriage grant has also been raised from 50,000 to 1 lakh per beneficiary. The ministry said the revised rates take effect for applications submitted from 1st November this year onwards. Nagaland Police has urged all driving license holders and registered vehicle owners to ensure their mobile numbers are updated on the Parivahan and Sarathi portals. In a public notice, the police informed that vehicle owners can add or update their mobile numbers through an Aadhaar-based authentication process by visiting parivahan.gov.in. A pop-up window will display two links, vahan.parivahan.gov.in/mobile-update/ and sarathi.parivahan.gov.in/sarathi-service/mobnumupdpub.do for updating mobile details. The police advised that the same mobile number linked with Aadhaar must be used for both portals. All updates should be completed by October 23, after which fines and penalties will be imposed during checking. The police also reminded that defaulters must always ask for official receipts when fines are imposed. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commencing on the 22nd of last month is benefiting the country as a whole. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that are set to empower various sectors in Nagaland. A report.
The recent GST reforms are a significant step towards strengthening Nagaland's economy by rationalizing tax rate across various industries. With these changes, the GST rates on handloom shawls and textile up to 2,500 rupees has been reduced to 5%. This will increase competition in the market, boost weavers' income, and support more than 44,000 women artisans in the region. Similarly, the tax rate on hotel rooms up to 7,500 has been reduced from 12% to 5%. This will boost the state tourism sector and benefit guides, hotels, and homestay hosts, along with the locals. Apart from this, coffee is a popular product of Nagaland's economy. So the tax rate on roasted beans has been reduced from 12% to 5%, while coffee extracts will now attract only 5% GST, down from 18% previously. These reforms aims to boost Nagaland's economy and enhance the livelihood of the state's people. With Aditya, Dilnashi Arzu, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The ICAR National Research Center on Mithun ICAR NRCM Medziphema celebrated its 38th Foundation Day today. Addressing the event, former director ICAR NRC Dr. K. M. Bujarbarua emphasized Mithun's role in strengthening national food security and highlighted its potential as a sustainable livestock resource in the northeastern region. He called for collaborative efforts to scale up Mithun production, its quality. He said scientific innovation and coordinated action in the livestock sector are key to achieving long-term national food and nutritional security under the vision for Amrit Kal and Viksit Bharat. Meanwhile, GB member ICAR, Dr. Kishore Kumar Barua, urged adoption of advanced technologies like machine learning and precision farming to boost Mithun productivity. He advocated for a circular economy model to maximize benefits for farmers. Other speakers at the event also emphasized integrating Mithun as an essential component of sustainability in achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. The event reinforced the traditional significance of Mithun and its role in livestock research and sustainable economic development in the region. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekril Hulie Hyomei, has stressed the growing importance of the wellness industry and the role of sports in building health, confidence, and career opportunities. He said while addressing the closing ceremony of the state-level Catch Them Young Under 14 Sepak Takraw tournament in Kohima today.
In a short time, our state is shining. This does not require lots of investment. We can play in the village ground, and we did not have too many people. And it does not require too much investment. These sports are good for us. Wellness industry is the new game changer in 21st century world. It keeps us healthy. And this, we can become confident. We come to a place like this, see the facility. We have world-class facilities.
Emphasizing the importance of personal discipline and early talent development, he expressed optimism that the tournament aligns with the Nagaland school sports policy in identifying and nurturing young talents. Highlighting Sepak Takraw's growth in the state, Mr. Hyomei encouraged young athletes to aim for national and international platforms. King David Higher Secondary School Chumukedima emerged as champions in the boys' category, while Lorna's Higher Secondary School Dimapur clinched the girls' titles at the tournament. And the 5th All Nagaland Dr. Imkong Liba Au Tournament Volleyball Trophy 2025 kicked off at DDSC Stadium in Dimapur today. The three-day event will see 9 teams compete for the trophy. Speaking at the inaugural ceremony, Dimapur Municipal Council Chairman Huketo Yaptami said, events like this strengthen community bonds, standing as a beacon of hope during challenging times, promoting peace, unity, and progress. Highlighting the power of sports in fostering resilience and inspiring individuals, Mr. Yaptami encouraged youth to take up sports as a path toward personal growth, discipline, and community harmony. In the inaugural match, MH10 defeated Street Boys Club Pangti 25-7, 25-7. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland projects Zuku Valley as global tourism destination. Union Defence Minister approves 100% hike in welfare grants for ex-servicemen and dependents. Nagaland Police urges vehicle owners to update mobile numbers on Parivahan and Sarathi portals. And state-level Catch Them Young Under 14 Sepak Takraw tournament concludes. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.